must wage what I have called total war against public enemy number one.
I support a change in law to end federal criminal penalties for possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana.
That marijuana, pot, grass, whatever you want to call it, is probably the most dangerous drug.
Some think there won't be room for them in jail. We'll make room.
I experimented with marijuana a time or two, and I didn't like it, and didn't inhale.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
Entirely legitimate topic for debate.
Radical Rant.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Time for the Radical Rant, and usually I'm the one ranting about the need to pass marijuana legalization in California, but today I bring in a tag team to help me out. We've got Lauren Vasquez and Mickey Norris on the line. Lauren, can you hear me okay?
We can, yes. Hi, Russ.
Fantastic.
Thanks for having me.
I'm so glad to have both.
We also have Chris Conrad in the room.
What's that?
We also have Chris Conrad in the room.
Oh, Chris is... hi, Chris. So we've got three heavy hitters here for the Adult Use of Marijuana Act. Let me start with Lauren. Lauren, you've been working with this committee for a while, and it's looking like you've got plenty of signatures to make the ballot. What are some of the hurdles that still stand in the way?
Well, we just got to get our signatures counted. That's the real issue right now as far as getting on the ballot. The state is doing the validity check. And, you know, that's why you bring in far more than the minimum required. So they're going through that process for a few more weeks, and then they will validate the signatures, and we will be given a ballot initiative title and summary, and we'll have our initiative number, and then we will begin the real work of the campaign.
Now, some of the basics of the Adult Use of Marijuana Act, let me go to Chris Conrad for this. Just give him the thumbnail of, you know, what becomes legal, what are we going to be able to do, what's happening when we pass this law?
Well, what it does is a series of different things. It protects our current medical marijuana laws. It legalizes adult possession, transportation, and sharing of 1 ounce of bud or 8 ounces of concentrate and 6 plants per household for adults over 21, that is. And the other thing it does is it creates a regulatory system with a tax base that then the taxes are directed to do specific things like cleaning the environment and helping out communities that have been harmed by the drug war, et cetera. It retains, it's not a repeal law, it's a legalization law. And so it downgrades some the remaining criminal penalties, but it doesn't completely eliminate them. And then it restores industrial hemp.
So let me take this to Mickey now, because, you know, Chris just mentioned that it protects the current medical law. But what I read online from people that are just terrified of the Adult Use of Marijuana Act, they seem to believe that it's going to decimate Prop 215. Can you address how adult use works with Prop 215?
Well, it doesn't really address medical, except that it protects it. In various places in the initiative, it says specifically that it does not impact laws pertaining to Prop 215 in various sections of the initiative, but it does expand some of the rights of medical marijuana in terms of being able to protect patients who have children against CPS intrusions or in family court custody battles. And it allows patients to be exempt from sales taxes on it if they go to a store and buy it. And it gives us all the adult rights. So whoever is being protected under adult use is going to be protected under medical use as well, except that medical marijuana patients still retain their rights to under Prop 215, which enables them to grow a reasonable amount associated with their need, at least in terms of their defense in court, because the medical is just a limited immunity defense. It's not really a legalization of medical use, whereas the Adult Use of Marijuana Act is a legal legalization in terms that it makes some things absolutely legal, no criminal penalties whatsoever.
And if I could just add in there, Russ, a lot of that that you're catching the feedback about people who are afraid of it is because they don't know what the current laws are. They think that we have these rights to do a lot of different things under SB 420, the collective defense, but the legislature ended that collective defense. And so as of the next couple of years, all these rights that people are afraid they're going to lose, they're going to go away, and what we're going to have instead is either a system where you're either licensed or you're a felon, or else ALMA, which extends a lot of protections that otherwise they won't have. So that fear is completely misplaced.
Well, I think what some people on the West Coast, though, would point to, just to play devil's advocate here, is in 2012, Washington's I-502 campaign said it's not going to affect medical at all. Next thing they know, they lost most of their dispensaries and their possession limits got cut. In Oregon, in Measure 91, we wrote three times not to affect the Oregon medical marijuana program. Next thing we know, they're changing our plant limits and a lot of the other respects of the medical program. So I think there's people in California that look at the past two election cycles on the West Coast and heard promises it won't change medical, but our fear still have the fear that it will.
Well, this is Lauren here. On that issue, in California, we have constitutional protection. Did voters pass an initiative? That initiative can only be changed by voters unless it says otherwise. Prop 215 doesn't say otherwise, and the legislature is not allowed to amend it, and we have many court cases explicitly stating this. When the state proclaims that we can have 8 ounces and that was a limit, the court said no, that's a guideline, you can have more because Prop 215 says you can. And so up to this point, Prop 215 has not been amended by the legislature, and ALMA, as a ballot initiative, explicitly declares that it in no way amends Prop 215 as well, and it prohibits the legislature from doing further so explicitly as well. So there is no way that Prop 215 and the details of that can be changed. One issue, though, is that there's not much detail in Prop 215, and a lot came afterwards in Senate Bill 420 and the collective system, and this is what is changing, but that was changed by the MMRSA, the new Medical Marijuana Regulation Safety Act. ALMA really is just addressing adult non-medical use, and so the only addressing of patients is to say that the law cannot be changed to grant parental rights to patients, to grant tax exemption for patients, and to cap the medical marijuana patient ID card fee at $100. And any other way, it does not affect medical use of marijuana.
Except it also does expand it in terms of if a local city or county has a complete ban on personal cultivation, ALMA does not, it overturns that. In fact, it makes it so that the cities and counties cannot have a complete ban, that people will be able to, at minimum, cultivate 6 plants in their enclosed, indoors or in an enclosed space like a greenhouse. And if a county or a city allows outdoor cultivation, then they'll be able to do that as well. Currently, cities and counties can completely ban it, and so patients are left with nothing. This will give them something.
And I think that the main difference between what happened in Washington here is that Washington did not have a regulated system in place. Here in California, last year the legislature created a regulated system, and that's protected as well as the proposition rights and so forth. So I think we're avoiding one of the hurdles that hit Washington by, I believe this is almost constructed to avoid that specific problem. Let me say it that way.
So is this a situation then where some of the people that are worried about these changes in medical are misplacing their rage, that really it's MMRSA that's making these changes, not ALMA?
Yeah, not only that, but a lot of these people don't know what their rights are under medical. All the medical marijuana laws in California do is give you a defense once you've been arrested and taken to court. It doesn't give people the rights. ALMA gives people the right to cultivate, and it creates the privilege of selling it in the non-medical market as well. Currently, under MRSA, you couldn't get a license under the Medical Marijuana Regulation and Safety Act, and so this is going to extend that you don't have to be part of that program. It's going to be saving, actually, a lot of problems because it gets rid of the requirement that you have to use distributor, which people think is going to jack up the price of medical marijuana under MRSA. And it also creates micro-business licenses where people can get, instead of having to get separate licenses and not being able to work on multiple levels at once, There's one license that will let you go from production, processing, wholesale, retail, and distribution, and on-site consumption, all with one license. That doesn't exist under MRMSA, but it will exist under ALMA.
So would it be fair to say that the current patient who's got a recommendation that's allowing them to grow 99 plants and possess a pound is still going to be able to have 99 plants and possess a pound, and the patients in some place like Fresno who can't grow at all will now be able to grow?
Well, 99 plants is not actually a factor in California law. That's one of the areas of confusion. Patients can have what they need. That's probably not going to be 99 plants, but if it's more than six as allowed in ALMA, then they're allowed to have that many. The 99 plant thing has caused a lot of confusion and has been kind of an issue that's caused some exploitation of both growers and patients. And a source of a lot of the confusion. So under SB420, you can grow what other patients need. If they need five plants, that's five. If it's 20, that's 20.
Okay.
But there is no outright 99 plants allowed for a patient or for collective members.
All right, hold on, guys, just a second. We're coming up against the end of the hour. We're going to take you into the next hour, so stay on hold. We'll be right back with Mickey and Chris and Lauren. I'm Radical Russ for Cannabis Radio. Until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down smooth.